Hey friends! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca and I know that your English will improve today. Well, let's get started with today's lesson with a quiz. Ready? What was the name of yesterday's lesson? That's right! Hello, it's me. Next question. Who wrote the song, Hello, It's Me? Exactly. Adele wrote this song. Well, today we're going to continue this lesson called Hello, It's Me. And of course, as usual, there are a few things that we'll be discussing. First, taking her time. And second, being herself. What is that all about? Friends, you will find out today. Okay, open up those magazines and let's begin.
Hello, it's me. Taking her time. With a new baby, Adele knew it was important to invest some time with him. I was very conscious to make sure that our bond was strong and unbreakable, she says. This contributed to the 4 years between her album 21 and last year's 25. A good subject for the album was also a struggle to find. She felt her son was not an appropriate topic for the public. In addition, she couldn't return to the breakup songs of 21. Instead, she decided to examine how she, not others, felt about herself.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们看 bond 这个名词。Bond 在这里是指关系或连结。例如 after a few weeks, the nanny and the baby had already formed a strong bond. 经过几周之后这位保姆跟小婴孩已经形成了深厚的感情。Bond 也可以当动词意思就是指产生连结。例如 the training successfully bonded the team's players. 这个训练成功的让这支队伍的球员们建立了关系。接下来我们看的是 contribute 这个动词。T-R-I-B-U-T 这个字跟有付出的意思，所以 contribute 我们学过是指贡献的意思，但是 contribute 在这里是指促成或者是造成。如果要说明促成或造成哪一种结果的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 Our marketing tactics contributed to the new product's success. 我们的行销手法促成了这个新产品的成功。或者是 his overspending contributed to his bankruptcy. 他的花钱无度造成了后来的破产。
Okay, friends, we're continuing to learn about Adele here in this section called Taking Her Time. I like that. Rebecca, that kind of, tells me to relax.Right? Take your time. Relax.
Right. It really does actually mean to relax.
Or like maybe go at your own pace, right?
Go at your own pace. Yeah. That's another good one. Well, some people I've noticed, they can try to get a lot done in a very short period of time, or they try to rush through things. And it's good for people to take their time. Enjoy every moment. Don't try to rush from thing to thing to thing.
And don't just live your life according to what other people think you should do. People, celebrities like Adele, I'm sure they feel the pressure all the time. Hey, you have such a good voice. You have such amazing talent. You need to be making more music all the time. But no, Adele is in charge of her own life. She is taking her time.
And there's one thing I really like about Adele. Well, many things, but...There's one in particular, and let's read about it. With a new baby, Adele knew it was important to invest time with him. So, in other words, Adele is a very popular singer. She has a great voice. She sings so well, and yet after she had a baby, she felt like it was very important to take time and invest that time in her child.
Hey, that kind of reminds me of a...
Oh, yeah?
phrase. Hey, you know what, Rebecca? I got a question for you. How do you spell love?
Gabe, what kind of question is that obvious? Obviously, it's L-O-V-E,
yes.
Love.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. That's what the dictionary says. That's how you spell love, L-O-V-E. However, do you know that children spell love differently?
What do you mean?
Let me tell you. Children spell love T-I-M-E.
Wait, love spell T-I-M-E?
Yeah, T-I-M-E.
What do you mean?
Well, what does T-I-M-E spell?
Time, not love, time.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, so in other words, children feel loved when their parents are spending time with them.
I think this is an important reminder. My friend recently told me this. Kids spell love, T-I-M-E. It doesn't matter how much money you make, how much money you're spending on your kids and doing expensive things. Or, you know, kids really value the time that you spend with them. That's all we're trying to say.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is a good way to invest in your children, a good way to spend time with your children?
Oh.
And I think the guys in the Info Cloud would like to talk about that. So, let's go there now.
If you're looking for a way to invest in your children's future, make it a habit to read to them out loud.
Studies show that when parents read to their babies, the babies grow up having bigger vocabularies and better communication skills,
which equals more success in school. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that families read together every day. Singing together is a good activity, too.
Now, all of this might seem very obvious, and we're sure some of you parents are already doing this. But we're living in an age when, for many moms and dads, interaction means letting their toddlers entertain themselves with a smartphone or tablet. So it bears repeating.
On a related topic, raising a bilingual child, the same advice. Read aloud to your kids.
We all know learning a foreign language gets harder as we get older. Experts believe the prime window of opportunity for learning foreign languages closes at about the time a child reaches puberty. So, start early.
And remember, parents, even if you think your own English is poor, don't worry. Reading or singing to your infant, even in simple English, will pay big dividends.
望子成龙是天下父母心。如果你希望你的孩子未来在学校有好的成绩，有一个简单的方法，那就是 read to them out loud， 阅读给孩子听。研究显示，从小有听父母阅读的小朋友，长大后会拥有比较多的智慧，也会有更好的 communication skills， 沟通技能。 如果你希望你的小孩具备 bilingual 双语的能力，那就读两种语言给他听。一般来讲，一直到 puberty 青春期，小朋友都可以完整的学习一个外国语言。所以父母亲要掌握这十多年的窗口。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Friends, what a great reminder. When you're reading a book to your kids, make sure to have them read aloud with you. And don't forget to speak English with them at home.
Exactly. Well, here we see a quote from Adele. She says, I was very conscious to make sure that our bond was strong and unbreakable, she says. This contributed to the 4 years between her album 21 and last year's 25.
I love that.
Yeah.
I just love her albums are named after how old she is at the time she records them.
Oh, that's what you love?
Yeah.
I love the fact that she was spending time with her son.
Oh, me too. Me too. I think that's important.
Okay. Well, continuing, a good subject for the album was also a struggle to find.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we read here that she considered maybe having her album surrounding or revolving around the topic of her son, but we read, she felt her son was not an appropriate topic for the public. So she didn't want to share a lot about that just yet. Who knows, maybe in the future she might have an album more about her family, people in her life, like her son.
In addition, she couldn't return to the breakup songs of 21. Of course not. Who wants to be singing songs about a breakup? And of course, what is a breakup? That is when maybe two people have been dating for a while, and things don't go well, so they decide to go in different directions, so they're no longer together.
That's right. Remember Rebecca from Adele's 21 album? We could have had it all rolling in the deep. Can you sing that?
You know something, Gabe? I would love to, but I really want to talk about to get back together.
Ah, yes, breaking up is kind of negative, but getting back together is kind of more of a hopeful phrase. And it's the opposite of breaking up with somebody. When you get back together with them, maybe you broke up, but then now you've returned and now you're a couple yet again.
Just like those two in the picture?
Huh. Yes, just like those two.
Gabe, was that you in the picture?
That young, handsome man kind of looks like me. Well, maybe these two got back together after they broke up. Maybe they didn't. I think they broke up and they went their separate ways. But I do know of several people, let's not look at the picture anymore, I do know of several people who break up and get back together and break up and get back together a lot. And hopefully they get married in the end.
Yes. Well, anyway, we read, instead, she, referring to Adele, decided to examine how she, not others, felt about herself. And this is what we're going to talk about next. So make sure you stay
tuned.
Thank you for joining us today on Studio Classroom. We are talking about Adele, and one thing I really appreciate about Adele is the fact that after she had her baby, she took time to invest in her son. And do you remember what we already learned? That's right. Children spell love, T-I-M-E. It's very important to invest time into your children and, of course, your friends and other loved ones. Well, right now, we are going to continue learning about Adele.
Hello, it's me, being herself. Adele always seems real, frequently joking and sharing her loud, lovely laugh. She's remained close to her pre-fame friends while also rejecting millions in advertising deals. These are conscious decisions, but her latest album is deeper than that. 25 is about getting to know who I've become without realizing. From the outside, the new Adele sees the old and says, hello. And perhaps goodbye.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 frequently 这个副词 frequently 是指经常地 或者是频繁地 例如 Vincent flies to Chicago frequently to visit his parents。 Vincent 常常飞去芝加哥探视他的父母 或者是 William needs to see his doctor frequently because of his illness. William 因为生病的关系 常常得去看医生 若去掉字尾的ly frequent 就是形容词 例如 The airline offers special discounts for frequent flyers. 这家航空公司提供常飞行的旅客优惠的折扣 最后我们看的是 advertising 这个不可数名词 它原本是 advertise, A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E, 做广告或者是登广告这个动词的现代分词, 当名词的时候是指做广告或广告宣传, 例如 advertising helped increase our sales last quarter, 做广告增加了我们上一季的销售, 另外一个相关的名词是 advertisement, A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E-M-E-N-T, 意思就是指广告。例如 the car advertisement really captured people's attention. 这个汽车广告真的吸引了人们的注意力。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, let's get into this next section called Being Herself. And before we continue with the text, let's just remind everybody, you should be yourself.
That's right, be yourself. And what does it mean to be yourself? That means that you just behave in a way that is you. Don't let other people tell you how you're supposed to act or how you're supposed to behave. Just relax and have fun being you.
Yeah, I feel like often for everybody, almost everybody is tempted sometimes to try to be somebody else.There's always people that we admire. We have our heroes. Sometimes we try to be like those people, but we find out it doesn't work. It's better for us to just be ourselves, right? The famous author Oscar Wilde had a quote. He said, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. Okay, so their personalities, they are them. Let them be them. You just be yourself.
That's great. Have you ever tried being somebody else or being like somebody else?
Yes.
And, I mean, when it comes to acting, that's kind of fun. But in real everyday life, it actually can be very dangerous because you lose a sense of who you are. Uh-huh. To the point that you don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah, when it comes to acting, it can be very fun. And it can be kind of dangerous because you lose a sense of who you are. And
can you please just be yourself?
Yeah, I just feel better being myself.
I do too.
I shouldn't try to be you.
No, and sometimes when people go to job interviews, sometimes uh-huh. they try to be all proper and they kind of put on a show. But the best thing to do, even when going to a job interview, is just to be yourself. Yes, be professional, but don't try to imitate Gabe or don't try to imitate myself.
No, you won't get the job then. Okay, now, anyway, joking aside, let's move on here. Be yourself, okay? Being herself, Adele. Adele always seems real, frequently joking and sharing her loud, lovely laugh. Okay, so she's frequently joking. That means she often...likes to joke around and have a good time.
She remained close to her pre-fame friends while also rejecting millions in advertising deals.
Wait, hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes, yes.
Okay, rejecting millions in advertising deals. Does that mean she has rejected millions of friends or millions of dollars in advertising deals? Or maybe both.
Millions of dollars.
Maybe
it's millions of dollars. Millions of friends. Millions...I would say that she rejected millions of dollars in advertising.
Because she has chosen to stay close with her pre-fame friends or maybe invest her time in other things.
Exactly. Good point. These are conscious decisions. But her latest album is deeper than that. Now let's talk about these words. Conscious decision. Basically, a conscious decision is just one that's very intentional.It's an intentional decision.
That's right. It's something you really thought about. The opposite is a maybe unconscious or subconscious decision. For example, in the morning, I don't think I'm going to put my left shoe on first or my right shoe on. That's a subconscious decision I don't think about. But a conscious decision would be my job. Of course, who I'm going to marry. These are all conscious decisions.
This morning, I'm going to have eggs for breakfast.Conscious decision. Okay, well, Weavery, 25 is about getting to know who I've become without realizing it, Adele had said. From the outside, the new Adele seems the old and says, hello, and perhaps goodbye.
And perhaps right now it's time for a little sing.
It's
out.
Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. You know that it's good for your health. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. You don't need to change who you are. Just be
yourself. You know, Gabe, when I was younger, I wanted to be like my brother. It seemed like he did everything perfect. And my dad said to me, Ben, you don't need to be like your brother. You need to be just a better Ben.
Yeah, just Ben, you know, you gotta
be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. You know that it's good for your health. Be yourself. I don't need to be like my brother. I can just be Ben. You don't need to change who you are. Just be yourself.
You know, it's important to remember. Don't compare yourself to other people. We're learning about Adele. She's learning how to just be herself at the age of 25. You can be yourself too. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just
be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. You know that is good for your health. Be yourself.
Because everybody else is already taken.
That's right. You don't need to change who you are. Just see it out.
I just love Adele's latest album.
Yeah, even after her throat operation in 2011, she still sounds terrific.
And remember, she also had her first child.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that why she took extra time off?
Yeah, she was just very conscious that her bond was strong and unbreakable.
Hmm. Is that why it contributed to how long it took for her latest album to come out?
Well, not because of motherhood, but because she didn't want her song to be the topic of the album.
Ah, I see. And I'm guessing she didn't want to return to the breakup songs for her previous albums.
Exactly. Doesn't Adele seem so real?
She does. I always see her in TV interviews joking and sharing her loud, lovely laugh.
I saw in an interview that she has rejected millions in advertising deals.
I saw that interview. She also remains close to her pre-fame friends.
Do you think you would reject millions in interview deals?
Only if you promise to remain my friend.
Deal.
Deal.
Hey, do you want to listen to some more Adele?
Sure, sounds good.
Hello, it's
from
me.
Outside. Hello.
I think it's really cool that the new Adele is saying hello to the old Adele.
She is also telling us, shh, it's time for us to say goodbye today.
Right.
And we will see you next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.